This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shanning. Now, we are following developments on proposed amendments to the Employment Act, and the latest update is that the Ministry of Human Resources has reportedly excluded job seekers or candidates in a proposed amendment to protect employees from discrimination. And this amendment, including job seekers, was first proposed back in September last year, but apparently has been omitted from the latest draft. And this is according to the Women's Aid Organisation.
And this could be problematic because discrimination against potential candidates based on their gender, religion or race is bad practice for a number of reasons. So one, it may prevent the capable candidates at having a good shot at employment. And two, it could shrink the talent pool of candidates for employers.
Discrimination against women seekers includes if a job seeker discovers she's pregnant after she's just accepted the job offer, and if the new employer decides to withdraw the offer letter, she would still not have any recourse under the Employment Act.
So in order to understand a little bit more about this morning we speak to Tan Hyang Lee, Communications Officer at the Women's Aid Organisation. Thank you for joining us, Hyang Lee. So why must job seekers be explicitly included in this anti-discrimination provision?
So job seekers must be explicitly included in the anti-discrimination provision because most cases of discrimination actually happens at the point of recruitment. So for instance, WAO did a survey and we found that 40% of women whom we surveyed said that interviewers had asked them if they were pregnant or had plans to become pregnant in the future. And we also know of a lot of cases of discriminatory job ads where the job opening is only for certain races. So clearly, discrimination is very prevalent at the point of recruitment. So if we were to exclude job seekers, this would mean that the anti-discrimination provision would be very weak. And this would also affect thousands of job seekers each year.
And what do you think is the rationale for the exclusion of job seekers from the anti-discrimination amendment?
In general, there are three common arguments as to why job seekers should not be included. So the first common argument is that such laws would restrict employers and also compromise on merit. But actually, in our opinion, anti-discrimination laws will actually ensure that employees are hired based on their credentials and not based on bias. The second one is that the Employment Act only covers employers and employees, and it doesn't include prospective employees. In response to that, in our view, I think this is quite a circular argument because this is the current status quo, there's no reason why we cannot actually amend the Employment Act to expand its scope to include prospective employees. And then the third, common argument is that anti-discrimination laws are pointless because it's quite hard to prove discrimination. So our response to that is it's important to have these laws because at the very least, they would provide discriminated job seekers with a basis, an avenue to seek redress because currently they have none at the moment. There are ways for the government to draft the law to make it easier for victims to actually seek redress. So firstly, they could define discrimination very clearly. Another thing they could also do is to put the onus on employers to prove that discrimination did not occur, rather than putting the onus on employees to prove that the discrimination did indeed occur.
And Hyang Lee, would a standalone anti-discrimination law be more effective rather than a piecemeal provision in the Employment Act?
So, it's actually really important for us to include the anti-discrimination provision within the Employment Act because the Employment Act amendments are actually already in the pipeline. The minister has said that they want to table the amendments this October. It's very opportune for us to ensure that we include the provisions in the Employment Act. And secondly, the Employment Act directly addresses employment, so the provisions will be more specific to the context of employment. We do support laws for anti-discrimination, but the scope of these laws are broader and they would go beyond employment.
But aside from policy and legislation reform, changing actual recruitment practices is also quite key in tackling discrimination in the hiring process. So how should recruitment practices be changed in order to facilitate a more objective and fair hiring process all around?
There are a couple of ways in which recruiters or employers can prevent discrimination during the hiring process. The first would be in terms of how the job description is drafted. So employers need to identify what are the skills and criteria that are really required for the job. And sometimes certain job requirements may actually lead to indirect discrimination if it's not, in fact, really required for the job. The second way that employers can prevent or reduce the risk of discrimination is to ensure that job advertisement postings are posted on diverse platforms to ensure that people from different backgrounds have the opportunity to view the job posting. The third would be the actual questions asked during the hiring process or the job interview. So the rule of thumb is that if there are any questions linked to the prohibited grounds of discrimination, then they should not be asked. And another thing I also want to highlight is that it's also important for recruiters and employers to be aware of their maybe unconscious bias. I think most of us have certain biases, whether we realize it or not. And sometimes it's not intentional. But the impact of this bias is that it could lead to discriminatory practices.
Thank you so much, Hyang Lee. And that was Tan Hyang Lee, Communications Officer at the Women's Aid Organisation, telling us, explaining to us the importance of including job seekers in the Employment Act amendment currently making its way through Parliament. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.